Well, thank you for being here. Glad the Lord's kind to us this morning in the meeting. Holy Spirit, help us in testifying to the saints. Blessing to that. I've been thinking on sheep. I've been thinking on the sheep of God. Sheep are the people of God. Really reflected on Israel in a heavy way, the sheep did. And I don't know how you think on things. I just think, what does this mean, Lord? What's it represent when I look at the scripture? And I've been thinking on that 99:1. And he said he left the 99 in the wilderness and sought the sheep that was lost until he found it. And I don't know, some things represent to me different things when I read it. I think about the marriage at Cana. He said he saved the best wine to last. And definitely he's talking about the New Testament, because that's the last testament that's better than the old. Amen. That's my take on it. And he said, first shall be last and the last shall be first. And that's definitely the Gentile people, because we last, but now we're first.
Right.
And you think about things, and I asked the Lord this. I said, Lord, what's that one sheep represent? I said, I can't get that in my mind. What's that one sheep represent? He said, you.
That's
what it represents, you. Everyone that's lost that I go after represents that lost sheep.
Yeah.
Until he found it. It was his. It was Adam's fault. Adam left the fold. Amen. I know what you mean, Brother Hyde. Thank God that's right. And he sinned.
Right.
But God's Son, Jesus, come and died for the sin that he could seek us.
Yeah.
And save us.
Yeah.
And it's that one that he, thank God, sought after that was lost. And then made a fold. That's the fold God set up in eternity past with Jew and Gentile. Everything God did. And listen, the world couldn't conceive that, but it was God's plan for the Jewish people.
Mm-hmm.
The gospel was them first, according to Paul's writing to the Romans. To the Jew first, and also the Greek. But after that death of Calvary, he broke down the middle wall partition that separated us. Amen. From all the things that he gave the Jewish people. But put us in the covenant. Amen. In the covenant. Thank God. In his own Son. And we are in the covenant. It's agreement of God that them that's in the covenant is sealed.
Yes.
It can't be broken.
Amen.
Amen. It can't. I mean, it can't. And everything is his, he'll take.
Right.
I know that's right. And when I think about this tonight, I think about just the narrowness. But thank God, the broadness. I think about the narrowness in Christ. And the broadness of how he goes after lost sheep. All over the world. Amen. Thank God. The Holy Spirit of God. Amen. Bring forth conviction and salvation in the new birth, the sinful man. And I bless the Lord for that. I don't know. He said in Revelation, there will be thousands upon thousands. I mean, 10,000 upon 10,000. It was an innumerable amount of people that was around the throne of God. You couldn't count on the night. Amen. But there is an innumerable amount of people that sing that song. Thank God. That song is under by his own blood. Thank God he has redeemed us. Everybody that's ever been saved can sing that song.
Yes.
Amen. You can't sing it and know it unless you have been redeemed. Thank God by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. It'll be one unison then. And everybody will be in harmony. Amen. And thank God he'll lead us. Amen. Why would he lead us? Because he's the one that done it. Amen. There wouldn't be nobody else to lead us. He's not going to ask. Thank God an angel to lead us. Thank God he's not going to ask. Thank God a man to lead us. He is the man Christ.
Yeah.
But brothers, he'll lead us in that great tune. Amen. And thank God that song. Thank God we've all been redeemed by the same blood. The blood of the Lamb of God. That'll be the emphasis. Amen. When we get there. Thank God. You say, what we going to do? Thank God, worship. Amen. That's right. Thank God for eternity. You've got that right. Amen. Eternity ain't, thank God, you can't even think that way now. Amen. It's just, it's true. But how can any man think about the length of that? There's no ending to it. Amen. There's no beginning and no ending to eternity. Thank God, why He is the eternal God. Amen. Everything is Him. And brother, it's in Him. It's a magnificent thing. I cannot explain it tonight. I don't know it tonight. But thank God I've been promised it, amen. And I'm going to enjoy it. Amen. He said He promised eternal life before the world began. Amen. Listen. Amen. In the hope of it. In the hope of eternal life. I've got eternal life tonight. I've got the hope of it. I don't understand it. But I've got the promise of it, amen. God. I don't know all about that. I just know it's true.
Yeah.
I know the witness of God's in me. He speaks that. And I'm glad I'm one of His sheep tonight. Look in the book of John 10. I'll just say a few things. I just am so grateful today for the Holy Ghost working in the hearts of men and testifying tonight, this morning, that really helped me in spirit and power. It touched my heart. And I thank Him for that. And I believe that's the way God wants His church to do when we gather together. I really believe there's a time for preaching. There's a time for praying. Amen. There's even a time for singing. But brethren, thank God there's a time for worship. And God says He seeketh us to worship Him. Amen. I'm thankful God chose a method of preaching work. I'm glad He chose prayer. Amen. As a setup for us as people of God that can pray to Him. But there ain't no word in that Bible that told me He seeks a man to preach. He does call me. He seeks a man to pray. He does tell you to pray. But He seeks them to worship Him. He seeks us to worship Him. That's the greatest thing you can do as a child of God is worship Him in that spirit of God. That's the only way we do it, in that spirit of God that's in you. Amen. What can do for us tonight? Thank God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Can enable us to worship Him. I mean, just get to that place of worship. In fact, the word worship means it's adoration. Amen. There's great adoration in worship. That's what He said. The worship means adore or adoration. Thank God we set our affection on Him. We fall into that place of definite communion with Him. Amen. In that inner room with Him. In our own heart. Thank God in the depth of that we worship Him. Amen. Where it just comes real, thank God, from the inward man. I wonder why the Lord said, He that is a third, let him come and drink. When He does, He said, out of His belly shall flow the rivers of living water. He's talking about the inward man. He's talking about that what is on the inside that flows out. Amen. And that's exactly what happens when you worship Him. Thank God you worship Him in spirit and in truth. Thank God in the genuineness of your heart. Amen. In the truth of God is Christ and knowing the truth that made you free. Thank God. Listen, I want to say that this not only set you free, it made you free according to what He said. Thank God I pray tonight. Thank God the Holy Ghost told me the truth and put the truth in me and said this is it right here. Amen. I've been learning from it ever since. And brother, it don't get old. It's a fresh and new. Somebody's teaching on that mercy. Amen. It's there fresh and new every morning. The mercies of God. When I get up, thank God they're fresh. Amen. Thank God. Listen, He's always there faithful. Amen. He upholds us. Thank God by His own power. We don't uphold ourselves. Amen. He upholds us. We can't do it. Isn't it amazing not how the grace of God came where you was at? If Christ has saved you and then keeps you and upholds you and blesses you and all, He's doing it all. And we look at our weak little self and say, Lord, I'm not helping you. He said, I don't need no help. Amen. I bless you. Amen. Thank God because of my son. Amen. God ain't going to leave off blessing His people. And God ain't going to leave off blessing His people. And God, He said, thank God, bless the Lord, oh my soul and all that within me. Bless His holy name. tonight. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And forget not all His benefits. Don't forget, thank God, the blessings on your life every day. He'll bless you every day because you're His. Amen. Thank God just because you're His. Amen. Why? Because His love's greater than any love there ever has been.
Amen.
That's right. You want to do good things for your children. How much more care you have any father do good things for him and ask him?
Yes, sir.
This is a great chapter. It deals with sheep, the sheepfold. Most people that write on this and to bring it to the church level, he's speaking, if you look at verse 40 in the chapter before, 9:40, and some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words and said unto him, are we blind also? This is the chapter of the man being blind. You remember that? They kicked him out of another little group there, amen, at the synagogue and told him that they was not allowing anybody to be here that was a disciple of Jesus Christ. And we find here Jesus is speaking about some things, amen, and listen, it says here, and some of the Pharisees which was with him heard these words and said to him, are we blind also? That was what they asked the Lord. And Jesus said to them, if you were blind, you should have no sin. Now, isn't that so? That's backwards. If you were blind, you would have no sin. But this is what he said. But now you say, we see, therefore your sin remaineth. They didn't see, but they said they did. Amen. Listen, he's talking to the Pharisees. He goes into chapter 10, and he's in conversation here, and this is what he said. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some of the ways to save as a thief and a robber. And so he's telling these Pharisees, amen, and others that were written around him, amen, thank God, no doubt disciples, thank God, that the people that come up some other way into the sheepfold. The sheepfold was a big place. It had walls around it, had a big old door at it. Thank God that they took their sheep at night. Amen, and they put them in there, and the porter took care of the war. Thank God, the doorkeeper, amen. And the doorkeeper looked after the sheep at night. And of course, thank God, the next day the shepherd would come. Amen. And he would call his old sheep out. And they knew his voice when he called them. They knew his voice. Whose sheep they were. Amen. That sheep knew who the shepherd was. Amen. They knew who their shepherd was. What's the name of what shepherd tonight? His name Jesus. Amen. Thank God, there ain't but one voice about his name Jesus. Amen. Brother, listen, that's him tonight, as the shepherd of the sheep. But listen, them men then in them days, amen, they were individual shepherds that had folds of sheep that they left in there, and they came back and they got the sheep and they called them by name, and they followed him. They knew his voice, and they said they wouldn't respond to a strange voice. A stranger they would not follow. Why? They were his sheep, amen. It was his sheep. Amen. Listen, thank God, and not every sheep of God knows the voice of the shepherd.
Amen.
Everyone knows it. Amen. Listen, what these men did, what Jesus was saying in this whole text here, and I'm not going to read all this, but this is what he's saying. Somebody has to climb up to get the sheep.
Yeah.
It's a thief and a robber.
See,
a shepherd went through the door, the warden.
Right.
Let him go through the door to get a sheep. He knew it.
Right.
Warden, I mean, a porter could be a type of the Holy Spirit. I reckon if you want to preach types, I'm not too heavy on it, but it's just the way it is. If you look at it, sheepfold being a type of the church. But when you look at this thing tonight, brother, there's a lot of proselyters out there.
Yes, sir.
And proselyter means I want to make a convert after my religion.
Yes, sir.
That's what the Pharisees said. You can pass thin land and make one proselyte.
Yes.
To us. And Jesus said, when you have made him, you make him a twofold child of hell born.
Yes,
sir. You see, a thief is somebody that steals things.
Yes, sir.
A robber is somebody that holds you up to steal it, to take it. He does it by force. A thief just does it deceitfully. Mm-hmm. And there's all kind of deceit today, and there's all kind of force that religious people make. I was talking to a fellow up here. I was going when I got that truck, and we got going around there driving it. I just started talking about the Lord. And I said, you attend any place to worship? And he said, well, no, I don't know more. He said, my folks go to the Kingdom Hall. And I said, oh, okay, so you was raised in the Jehovah Witness. And he said, that's right. And I said, well, can I ask you some questions? And I said, you know, the Bible teaches that Jesus is God. They deny that. And I said, I quoted scripture, and he was trying to talk to me. And every time he'd say something, the Holy Ghost would enable me to give word of God to him.
Amen.
Amen. And finally, when we got there, this is what he said. He said, I really can't talk to you because you're well versed in the Bible. And he said, I don't know really what to say. He said, but I will say this, sir. Amen. You convict him. Amen. And but the whole thing was, if God don't call him, he'll not come out. But listen, the devil has deceived people. Amen. Listen, there's nobody saved with the earthly Jesus. He's going to have to be, thank God, who he is. I know he became here and he became man, but he came from above to come here. He comes to a virgin's womb. Yes, man, he took on flesh. Thank God. Amen. He did. He became us. But at the same time, he was God. Amen. He yielded himself to die as a man to save man. But he rose again the third day. All my hope was based on it. Amen. Any hope I have, they said that night, and they said on the third day, rose again. It had to be my hope. My hope lied in that. I'd have no hope tonight had he not fallen and resurrected. And you wouldn't leave her now. That's where our hope is. And the only hope we got. Listen, friend. I said the other night, and I'll say it again. Christ didn't use the hope of glory because he resurrected. And there ain't no hope outside of him, amen. And people try to steal sheep, bunch of hirelings. What's a hireling? A man is hired. Amen. He's in it. Thank God for the wage. And he's in it for the hiring of it. And listen, you don't hire a preacher. God calls a preacher. You don't hire a pastor. God calls a pastor. Amen. There ain't no such a thing. I get this resume junk. Hey, God ain't within 1,000,000 miles of it. If somebody said, send me a resume, I said, I will not. My message is Christ, whether you like it or not. I ain't looking for a job, I'm looking for the will of God. And because you are hiring, amen, and you want to hire somebody to do your little ministry and religious work, it's an abomination of the God Almighty. And that's what's going on in our day. We've made the church a business, we've made the church anything, and brother, that's a blood bowl. People, I go and worship in one place, and we ain't bound to nothing but him.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Ain't no liberty in none of these churches. That's what it's doing. Become a religious hierarchy. We've got this man here, he's got an education. We got this man here, he said he'd come for so much. That's an abomination out of God Almighty. You know why there's places that are like that today? Brother, because the fact that they're hirelings. Amen, they're hirelings, I'm telling you that. Hey, I want to tell you something tonight, brother, and I know this to be true. God cares for his sheep. He loves you as much as, thank God, love he can give you. And he's going to care for you. I tell you, he cares for me. He cares for you. I know that tonight. I know this, Tasha. I appreciate the good testament. I appreciate God helping you. It helped me this morning in a great way. And when I got in the car, I talked to my wife about the goodness of God. But I'm telling you, he cares for you. Amen, brother. He cares for you. Amen. Listen, I know people in this church care for me. But listen, I care for you. But they ain't nobody. Hey, God cares for you like Jesus. Amen. There ain't nobody like that. He is our shepherd tonight. He is our leader tonight. Amen. Somebody said, who you following? I said, the Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank God it ain't a bunch of amen, religion. Thank God all these people built up in the man-made religion. Amen. Thank God they say, you follow the preacher? No, I'm following the man preacher's preaching about. Amen. That's the best thing you say. You follow the preacher? Say, God, follow the man that Jesus preaching about. The man Christ Jesus. There's one meeting between God and me and the man Christ Jesus. Amen. The sheep, thank God, when they're called out. Thank God they follow the shepherd. Amen. They would not follow a stranger. Amen. The Holy Ghost, he'll tell you what the shepherd is and what he says. Amen. Who he is. Right? God. Amen. I got to give you this.
Come on.
Brother, listen. He said here that I'm the door.
Yes.
And in fact, he said here, I am the door of the sheep.
Yes.
And he said, I am the door. I'm the entryway into this thing. It ain't a literal door. Thank God. It hangs on hinges, even though it hinges on him. Amen. Listen, he is the door. He is the door. Amen. It's not hard to understand that he is the entrance, amen, into the sheepfold. It's the way you come. You're going to have to come by the shepherd for to get in the sheepfold because you're his sheep, amen.
Hallelujah.
That's right. Amen. You're the lost sheep. Look at verse 16. Any and other sheep I have.
Yes, yes.
Which are not of this fold. That's got to be the Lord saying, other sheep I have, which are Gentile people.
Yes, sir. No.
Which are not of this fold. This fold, Jews. No. They're not of the Jewish fold, but they're of the Gentile fold. And all of them are going to be one.
Yes, amen.
That's what he said, verse number 16. In that verse, he said, listen, I also must pray, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd.
That's right.
There'll be one, it's just one. I mean, listen, how many churches is it? One? Amen. How many fold is it? One? Amen. In his eyes, we're a local fold of people that make up, thank God, the one fold. Amen. Listen, it's all about him. I want to tell you this tonight. I'm not ashamed to be called a Baptist, but it's not a Baptist fold. It's his fold. He is not going to magnify the Baptist. It's going to magnify the shepherd. Amen. Right. It don't magnify man, it magnifies the shepherd.
Yes.
Amen. We are him, we do follow him, but we follow him because he said, thank God, come after me, amen.
Yes.
The shepherd never sends his sheep out hunting.
No.
He leads them.
He leads them. Amen.
I want to say this. He never leaves his sheep alone.
No.
He don't, son. He said, take them out. Here's a good place to eat. He'll stand there and watch them.
Mm-hmm.
He'll look after them.
Yeah. Amen.
He's going to take them to pasture.
Yeah.
You know what the word pasture means? You look it up. You know what one of the words is? He oversees it. In other words, he's looking after them. That's what he's doing. That's what he's the pastor. Can I say that? Jesus is the ultimate pastor because pastor means shepherd. And that's what it means. And listen, thank God, he said, hanging the oversight there of him, Peter. But that means, simply means, thank God, amen, look after him. Look after him. Amen, listen. A pastor, look after him. Amen, listen. The best thing you get from him is good grass seed. And his chair. That's right. Amen. He's preaching the right truth. But Jesus is he's all truth. Amen. We'll know what he knows. We can't see how far he sees. I can't see the dangers ahead of time unless he shows them. But he sees them all. Amen. Think about it. He takes you, care of you day by day and keeps you from danger.
Yeah.
It keeps you from the wolves.
Mm-hmm.
He said here about the wolves. He talked about the wolf here in this scripture. He said, the hireling fleeth because it is a hireling careth not for the sheep. I'm the good shepherd. I know my sheep and know the mind of the Father, know me even as I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I mean, listen, I know he laid down his life on Calvary. Thank God for the sheep. But brother, he'll lay down his life for the sheep every day.
Yes, yes. Right.
He'll defend his sheep. He'll defend them, Jonathan. You don't have to defend yourself. He'll defend for you. That's what the power is. If we learn that and follow him, amen. He's our supervisor. If I can say that, he's further than that. But he's over us.
Yes, sir.
Why? Who else would you want over you but him? Isn't that right? He's got delegated authority, but they still weak. You gotta go by that because God set it up. The whole thing is just ultimately looking at it. If I'm looking at somebody that's over me, I'm really looking at him because he put them there. But the same thing is, amen, if a man's over but thank God they can trust that man's listening to him.
Yes.
Amen. Just walk here. I'm trying to, they were there in verse 12. He said, but he is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. There are wolves. I looked up that word wolf. It means cruel, greedy, destructive man. That's who it is. You got to be careful. Sometimes I think about these things, and I think sometimes, Lord, was I too technical? And he said, was it truth? I said, yes, Lord. You can never get too tight on truth to keep them in the fence of my pasture. Because sheep are apt to stray. That's just the way we are. Brother, listen, I can say this other side of it. We're bought by God's blood, Jesus. And we're His sheep in His fold. But buddy, we still got a contrary nature.
We sure do.
And that's why they got to have a shepherd. They've got to have one. And you got to realize you need one. And He's the only one for you. Amen. That's right. I'm only trying to tell you what He said. And I pray the Holy Spirit surely help you learn this, but every man that looks good and carries the Bible is not a preacher.
Amen. That's
true. I would tell you this tonight, as a preacher of the gospel, you can test me on what's preached by the Scripture and the Holy Ghost. That's right. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing you look at, and I'm going to give you this, I've said it before, and it's the truth. The only proof you can tell about whether a man's true or not is by what he produces in preaching. And it ain't what he produces, it's what God does. He taught that this morning. But it's what God does. What's the fruit of the ministry? What's the fruit of the truth? What's the fruit of being declared amongst people tonight? Are you hearing me? Amen. If all I'm doing is preaching things to get you stirred up to go out here and start a fight, then you know I ain't really preaching. I'm motivating you to a wrong way. But if I'm preaching the truth of God and it's getting in you and the understanding that God's coming to you, then thank God that man's telling you the truth. Amen. Listen, thank God the truth is Christ. The truth is, thank God He's the shepherd. And listen, thank God, listen to him. Me too. Thank God. The wolf will try to get you tonight.
He sure will.
Can I tell you this? God don't change people to foals. No. I ain't never known one shepherd to go say, can I hang it? I'll trade you that sheep for this one.
No.
God don't take body parts away and say, here, let me put this hand over there.
No.
Them men out of our church is still united in this church. Chris Messick and Dennis Shank are still united with this church.
Yes, sir.
They're part of us. Are we all part of everybody? Sure we are, saved by the grace of God. I'm not denying that fact. I'm just saying in a local flock. Amen. Listen, thank God we're still one.
Yes.
That's why I'm told that to the Corinthians. Notice this here. What he said, this is an amazing verse here, verse 8. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. Somebody that's trying to manipulate, mishandle the word for followers. Beware of them. Beware of anybody that would try to get you to do anything to follow them.
Right.
I promise you tonight, I do not want disciples. I would not want anybody to be like me. Why do you say that, preacher? Because I know me.
Amen. Yes, sir.
I am a called preacher. The only thing that works is God in me. It's not me. But the fact of it is, any man that wants people to follow him and have a title after them, what would somebody say tonight? Are you one of the highest heights? I'd say, Lord, no. But that's what people take. They take empowerment, and all they do is build a doctrine around their name that produce book sales and produce followers. It ain't nothing in that. Amen. Listen, that's why we got liberty tonight. That's why we got liberty in the church. Amen. I felt good tonight, them boys singing. Thank God there ain't no bonds. Amen. Listen, thank God they're part of us. Listen tonight. Amen. I'm part of you and you part of me. In the body of Christ. In the spiritual body. And that's the way the Holy Ghost does it. Amen. God have mercy. But I'm telling you what, there's a certain saying. I'm going to say these verses and be true. Verse 25. Jesus answered him, I told you and you believe not. It's right there at the problem. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness to me. The works I do in my Father's name, they bear witness. There's a testimony of them. Amen. You can look. Amen. That's why they kept saying, well, this man came to the devil. He opened the eyes of the blind. But they hated him with a cause.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was so different from that bunch of religious people. Why would religious people recruit religious people? That's what they do. They ain't out recruiting sinners. He ate with sinners.
Yes.
He died with sinners.
Yes.
He loved sinners.
Yes.
Jesus loved sinners. That's why he loved me.
That's right. Amen, brother.
Boy, I feel like getting on my face tonight as Lord and saying, Lord, I'm still a sinner. Apart from grace, I'm a sinner. I'm a sinner apart from grace. I'm apart from Christ. He loves sinners. Religious people recruit religious people. Certain people. Amen. Listen. But Jesus come to save sinners. Amen. Thank God. Paul was a religious man. He was kind of religious. Amen. Listen. But he became a sinner. He's already a sinner, but I'm talking about he's seen his sin. He said, Paul said, I'm the chief of sinners.
Amen.
Jesus said, I'll make friends with a sinner. I'll make friends with the chief of sinners. I ain't interested in religious people. They're robbers and thieves. Amen. But listen, thank God they're looking at hypocrites. Any man that esteems himself higher than somebody else, they're hypocrites.
Yes.
They don't see themselves. Right. You ever heard people talk about people say, them people, they ain't nothing. Well, buddy, I'm going to tell you what. You ain't neither.
Amen.
God help us. Jesus spoke to you with sinners. And they the one that believed him because he showed his mercy to him personally. And brother, a man will never get saved from sin until he sees what he is.
That's the truth. Amen.
Notice what he said, verse 26. But ye believe not.
Yes.
Why? Because you're not of my sheep. And I said to you, the reason they didn't believe because they wasn't his sheep. They did not believe because they wasn't his sheep. That's right. Would somebody please, I don't know what to do, but I just feel like running, shouting, doing something to pray that God Almighty, thank God, put me in a fold that I had nothing to do with it, and had mercy and grace on me, and thank God, tell me where I'm at, and by that, thank God, he came to me before I came to him.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Thank God for that. Boy, I'm telling you, son, that just God bless it. Amen. Jesus had to come to the sinner before the sinner comes to him.
Yes.
He's going to have to show you your condition and afflict you with the gospel. No man goes to the doctor until he's sick. Amen. That's right. I like Brother Miller preaching the doctor's lead. That's the first message I ever heard. Somebody give me that sitting tape. I was pastoring here. And I don't know why they did it, but they put me in a moderator down to Bethel, back to Bethel camp meeting in 93. And I didn't know what to do, never had done it. And so I said, who's a good camp meeting preacher? And Pharaoh Shepherd said, Hanley Milby is. I said, you got a tank bum? I said, he said, dear, listen to it. I went up that office and put it in there, and he preached on what would make a man climb a tree, and the other side was as the doctor is. And he said, that man went there. And to the doctor, he said, you sick? He said, not too bad. He said, we're going back home. He finally got so sick, he said, Doc, I'm sick. He said, the doctor's in.
Yeah.
And no man will ever get the doctor Christ to visit him until he admits he needs him.
Yes. And he's sick, and without it, he's going to die and perish.
Amen.
God bless it. Yeah. And I threw that tape when he listened in. I listened to that tape a couple of times. I called him up in this office, and I said, "This is Joel Hyde, Brother Joel Hyde. You don't know me, but I need someone to preach the first week of back and never kept me. Then would you do it?" And he said, "Let me look and see if I got the week open." And he looked and he said, "Yeah, I got the week open. I'll be there." He didn't know me and I didn't know him. I sat in that chair with a young preacher up here. Didn't know a lot. He walked through the back door and I went back there to shake his hand. And all he said was, "Heavenly building." That's what he said. He shook my hand. And when he said that, the power of God shot to my spirit. And I said, this man here, I've never felt anybody just saying their name like that. Lived with him that week, and that week God done some great things, and our own family fell in love with him.
Yes.
Tonight, Brother Milby's health has gone down, and he can't hardly even preach no more. Yes. But brother, listen, I'm telling you this, he's been a shepherd for me.
Yes.
As a man. He really has. I love him, and I love preachers, but the ultimate shepherd's Christ. And brother, listen, he put us all in that fold that's saved by the grace of God.
Amen.
Listen to what he said here in verse number 27. "My sheep, that's personal, my sheep, hear my voice." Mm-hmm. "And I know them." Right there's the key, brother. Mm-hmm. I know them. I know John. Mm-hmm. Boy, sometimes it's just, I'm telling you, Brother Todd, it's just hard for me to really believe that sometimes, that he really, really knows me.
Right.
It's hard. I mean, I'm just being as honest as I can be here. You say, "Well, the Bible says," I know that, but I just know me. And sometimes it's really hard to grab a hold of the fact that he said, "I know Joel."
Yes, he does.
And listen, friend, can you grasp the fact of one day entering where he's at? I mean, in a glorified body, that's what'll be the difference. But thank God, brother, it's going to happen because I know them.
Yes.
Here's the key tonight. Salvation is knowing him, but the whole key is that he's knowing them. That's right. I know he said, "The Lord knoweth them that are his." Foundation of God said, "Sure, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let every man that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity." Why? Because we know him. He knows us. He said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." That's a fact. That means option. That's a fact. They'll say, "That man, the Father of Jesus." Even Peter warmed his old hand with him and said, "That man been with me. I seen him around this Jesus."
Yes.
He said, "I know not the man." He said, "Well, your speech shall make it arrest you." We know you got that speech. Amen. He was scared to death. He didn't want to be crucified. But I'll tell you what. When Jesus looked at him after denying him three times, he went out and wept bitterly.
He sure did.
Listen, and one gospel said he remembered the words the Lord had spoken to him.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. You know what chastisement is? Remembering the words the Lord spoke to you. Remember how good God's been to you. Remember the grace of God not to be taken advantage of. He said, "The Lord," he said, "Amen." And he said, "They follow me, and I give."
I give.
That's a gift. It ain't nothing you earn, it's a gift. "And I give who? Unto them, unto the sheep, eternal life, and they shall never perish, and no one never perish."
Never.
And then he showed him and plucked them out of my hand. "My Father which gave them me." He gave them to him. "My Father which gave them me their eyes. No man has ever plucked them out of my Father's hand. And my Father of war. This all oneness. Oneness who's in my hand. Oneness with the Father. It's a oneness. That's the way he is. And the real sheep is in the hand of God."
Yeah.
Taught the fellas that they went to school with. They taught them while the brother said you don't have to have heart surgery. He said, "It'd be good for you to call him." I said, "I'll call him." I called him Darren, his name. He said, "Tyler, you're a little scared about that, man." He said, "I got confident those people praying for me." I said, "Yeah." I said, "I'll tell you the good thing. God told me that." And I said, "Praying the word, I was going to say that." I said, "Lord, this is kind of serious, you know. You've had heart surgery, you know that." He said, "There ain't no safer place for you to be as in my hand."
Mm-hmm.
He said, "You're in my hand. What other place you want to be? What other safety is there?" I told him that, this, that, and then he said,
Boy, that's good. You know what they did at conference him?
Yeah.
And reminded him that I'm in the hand of God.
Yes.
No man can pluck me out.
No man, no man.
Nothing can take away what God did me. Amen. Praise God for the shepherd. Amen. He's our shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. David said, I shall not want. Amen. I'll tell you, encourage me, thank God, to make much of the shepherd. And do what he says. And you'll be high on the list. Amen. Thank you for being here. Let's stand and have a word of prayer. Tonight. Amen. John Robinson, you pray for us tonight.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to come together, Lord. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the help I felt in my heart today, Lord. Lord, I pray, Lord, you keep these things in our mind, Lord. Keep us focused on you throughout the week, Lord. Keep us safe till the next point in time. We thank you for it, man. We pray. Amen.
Amen.